You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. Can help get the Hen Day built. Tonight, Andrew Peer, the voice of the Oil Kings, joins us once again. And Andrew, the this season series was quite close between these two teams, but the Oil Kings have really dominated. Maybe outside of the first period of Game 2, they pretty much controlled the whole series.
Yeah, no, you summed it up perfectly there. It's been complete control from Edmonton. Even the game on Monday here in Red Deer for Game 3, it ends up 5-4 in overtime. The Oil Kings winning it, in which the Rebels had a great third period comeback. They scored twice in 30 seconds to get that game tied at 4, but eventually Jake Nabors and the will of the Oil Kings broke through. And that was actually, I thought, maybe the Oil Kings' most dominant game of the series. It was funny, sitting there after 60 minutes of play, you're like, how the heck are we going to overtime right now? But they did go to overtime, but, you know, it's a veteran-laden group here with the Oil Kings, and, you know, there was no... gripping the sticks in overtime. They came out, they took full control of overtime, and it was just a matter of time, and eventually Jake Nabors put that one to bed. So for Edmonton, it's the top guys are doing it, the guys at the bottom of the lineup are doing it as well, and Sebastian Cosa, he's been as advertised here in the postseason.
Yeah, well, they outshot him 52-22 in that game, and somehow it went to overtime. Coase even picking up an assist for fun in that game. But, you know, you look up and down the Oil Kings lineup. Obviously, they've got the top-end depth at the back. But I want to get your thoughts on one guy. The more I see him, just the more I really like him is Demick, whose first year with the Oil Kings. This is his first year in North America. He was a fourth-round pick of the Vegas Golden Knights. And now, I know he didn't get on the score sheet last game, but man, when I watch him, he can really control the play at his size.
Yeah, he's a beast out there, and you mentioned it, he's got the size. He's 6'4", he's, you know, around 200 pounds, probably about 205 right now, and he knows how to use it, which I think is something that players at his age in this league, there's plenty of players with size, some of them don't quite know how to use it and use it as leverage. He's not out there running guys over, but he's able to shield the puck. He puts his rear out, and he's able to keep defenders at bay, and he's such a good playmaker. It's incredible to watch him pass the puck. He sees openings and passing lanes that, you know, from the broadcast booth you can't even see, but, you know, his playmaking ability, and he's kind of a hybrid sort of power forward for this team. He's been excellent for the Edmonton Oil Kings, and it's a real home run that Kurt Hill hit at the CHL import draft this past summer. And as you know, those can be a bit of a crapshoot at times, and it's a bit of a roll of the dice. You're never quite sure what you're getting until they come over here and they get acclimated to the North American style of play. And he's done that. He did it in a hurry right off the hop to start this year. You know, he had 3 assists on opening night, and he really hasn't looked back since. So the Edmonton Oil Kings certainly got a good one in Demick, and the Vegas Golden Knights, I have to think, are quite pleased with that asset that they picked up as well.
Andrew Peer joins us at Sports Eater TSN 1260. I know he plays for the Red Deer Rebels, man, but I'm telling you, Kalen Lind, he's 17 years of age. That guy is a gamer. He's not draft eligible till next year, but whew, is he a player?
He's going to be a problem for the Central Division for the next few years. He's something else. Shaunavon, Saskatchewan product, as you know, Greg, they make him tough out in Shaunavon. He's obviously the younger brother of Cole Lind as well, who played with the Kelowna Rockets in the Western Hockey League and really started to get his first real taste of NHL action with the Seattle Kraken this year after originally being drafted by Vancouver. So he's got the bloodlines going. He's actually got a sister as well who plays NCAA down in, I think it's St. Cloud State in the United States. But yeah, he's a real, real good player for them. He plays within the fabric of the game, had a goal and assist on Monday night. I thought he was the Rebels' best player on that night, and that's saying something for a 16-year-old. And, you know, he got his feet wet last year during our, you know, 23-game bubble season, if you want to call it that, as a 15-year-old. He was underage, and the first time the Oil Kings played the Red Deer Rebels, he dropped the gloves with Jake Nabors, and he handled himself pretty okay in that scrap. So that tells you all you need to know about Kalen Lind. He's going to be a good player, and I'd have to imagine come next September and October when they start putting out those draft rankings for the 2023 draft, you're going to find his name pretty high up on that list.
Yeah, I would definitely think so. 3-0 in almost any series, it's pretty much over, whether it ends tonight or later on. I don't think it's really going to matter. I know that you know, the players won't look past it, but you and I aren't playing, Andrew, so we can look past it and look at the potential next round. I know that, you know, hey, Moose Jaw did get back in the series briefly against Winnipeg, but what's the travel? If Edmonton's going to Winnipeg, is it a 2-3-2, or are they going to be 2-2-1-1-1?
Yeah, that's something they'll get worked out once it's all finalized and guaranteed that that's what the matchup will be. My guess is that it's going to be a 2-3-2 because, you know, in the WHL, you can't fly until the finals.
Yes.
And, you know, going back and forth to Winnipeg is obviously not ideal, and you'd expect it to be a longer series. So if you can cut out one of those trips, I think that's the avenue that they're going to go down. But in saying that, in the first round, Red Deer played Brandon, and they did a 2-2-1-1-1 series, and perhaps that's kind of why the Red Deer Rebels right now look maybe a half step behind the Edmonton Oil Kings in this round, is just from the travel fatigue that they picked up in that series. So I think if you're both general managers of the Edmonton Oil Kings and the Winnipeg Ice, assuming that they get through, we'll knock on wood, I think that's the path they'd like to go down, but those decisions will be made probably sometime next week.
Okay, so it hasn't officially been, but 2-3-2 would make sense, right? Because you do a 2-2-1-1-1, man. Like it, I think a like 14 to 16 hour bus ride to Winnipeg from Edmonton.
Yeah, we went out there. So the two games Edmonton played in Winnipeg this year, they did it all in one trip. They did, I think it was a Wednesday night in Winnipeg, Friday in Brandon, and Saturday back in Winnipeg. And then it was right after the game in Winnipeg, hopped on the bus and drove all the way back to Edmonton. And, you know, with the bus driver changes you got to do and a breakfast stop along the way, I think you're looking, yeah, around 15 to 16 hours. So it's a long time on a bus, and I think ideally if you could cut that down, that's what you'd try and do in terms of limiting the amount of trips back and forth.
Well, Andrew, enjoy the call of game four tonight. Oil Kings looking for a back-to-back. Have they ever back-to-back swept in the WHL playoffs? They must have.
Oh, right? I just had it in front of me. I want to say I'm not sure that they did, because in 2012, I want to say they swept their first round, lost the game in round two, and then next year they were, you would have thought that they would have won that first series. I want to say it was against Kootenay, and Kootenay kind of stole one from Edmonton in game two. So yeah, I'm not sure that they've ever done it. I'll have to take a look at my notes again. I have it written down, but it's on my computer that's locked up and ready to go back to the Centrum here in Red Deer.
Well, enjoy it. Should be a good atmosphere in Red Deer. It's a great barn to watch WHL hockey. Enjoy it.
One of the best. Thanks, Greg.